B-Pod Studios.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool,
yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
It's sponsored by Staples. School goes on. Staples has everything to start the year right, no matter where school happens. And all at amazing prices. School on, save on at Staples. LBF, what is cool?
Are you proud that you get in 10,000 steps a day? You think you're a rock star? Well,
when I do,
hold on.
Uh-oh.
Because you're going to feel inspired, but a little bad about yourself.
Okay. Wow.
Wow.
I thought that was the goal at 10,000.
I'm just saying.
Okay. I'll find out. All right, Brian.
All right. I got a new Halloween movie that's out now. Just opened this week, and it's got a lot of local places in it. So it might be fun to try to spot some spots.
That's fun. I like that. And how many days does it take for you to get the fever?
What fever?
Well, I'll tell you in a second.
Okay.
All right. You already, I know you have the fever.
Do I?
For this.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yes,
Bob.
Yes, you do.
You've been reading my diary. Okay. So if you get
all
your
over you.
10,000 steps a day, people are like, I did it. Oh, I'm awesome. Well, hold up. Because Brad Hathaway of Mattapoisett has been on a mission to walk 24,901 miles, the exact circumference of the Earth.
Wow.
Hey, guess what? He did it. He finally did it, and he's 88 years old.
How old was he when he started?
12. This is what he had to say about walking the circumference of the Earth.
There we go.
If I hadn't kept track, I would have known Saturday that it was going to be around the world at the equator, because I found out a few weeks ago from a fellow walker that if I went from pole to pole, I could save 20 miles.
Oh, yeah.
More people will get out. Be active. I hear a lot of people now, when they get to this stage in life, they kind of give up. I'm going to keep walking as long as
I can.
It's
amazing.
And
wow.
When my time comes, I'll stop.
Right. It did take him 32 years.
Okay.
Are you serious?
Wow.
Is that what
32
that's,
years.
Wow. So he started
still,
at 56.
Wow,
that's pretty
I can't
good,
do that
whatever.
Now.
He didn't sound local at all.
Yeah, yeah. No, he did. You know, I'd be more impressed if he walked like an Egyptian. That would have been.
Really?
God. All right, go ahead.
All right. All right, hey, if you're looking for something to watch.
Come on.
Adam Sandler has a new Netflix movie. He's got the same mustache as the last Netflix movie, and he's making it with all of his friends. It's called Hubie Halloween. And I don't know if this is typecasting, but Adam Sandler plays a Salem resident, Hubie, who's an overgrown man-child. Here's a quick...
Okay.
Here you go. Listen to...
Stretching.
Here. Yeah.
It's Halloween Eve. Danger is afoot. I'm going to make sure every citizen in this town is protected.
Not sure what's happening in this creepy town. The police department is advising everyone to stay home and lock their doors.
You know what I think done it? A werewolf. Think you've been watching too many scary movies, Louise.
All right. There you go.
Got it.
Adam Sandler with a weird speech thing. But they filmed it all around here. Beverly, Canton, Chelsea, Danvers, Gloucester, Ipswich, Linfield, Marblehead, Mendon, Milton, Salem, Tewksbury.
Wow.
I mean, you name it. So... a lot of local stuff
that's
in there,
fun.
So that'll be kind of fun. And it'll be entertaining and probably only like 90 minutes.
Netflix?
It's on Netflix now.
Okay. Well, it's fine.
It's
Adam Sandler.
Fine. You go in low
it's
expectations.
Yep. Right.
Guess what? Rob Schneider's in it.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
Really? Listen, that'd be a goal in life to be part of Adam Sandler's crew.
I know.
He takes care of them.
Yep.
It's awesome.
They work for
make
life.
A movie every
good.
Once in a while.
Okay. That's good. So at what point do you get the fever? No, I'm not talking about the coronavirus fever. You don't want that. You don't want this either, but you might have it. Cabin fever.
Yeah.
Yep. Do you like to know how long on a new survey the average person takes to hit that point where they have cabin fever? They must get out of the house. Just 27 days. 27 days.
Yeah, I was going to say about 6 months ago.
Fever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you have the fever, Brian. It's written all over you, too. LBF, do you have the cabin fever?
I'm a little, I mean, I love my house, but I'm a little sick of it. I'm sick of looking at the walls in that house.
Well, the irony is, you've got the fever to go to a cabin.
I do.
Yeah.
All I want to do is go away for like 2 days.
Yeah.
But I don't, I want nobody around. I don't want to go to a, like a bustling hotel. I want to go to a cabin in the woods.
Coming up later, we'll talk about that. We'll see if we can find you a little cabin getaway, because I know you're ready for it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.